The market can be a dangerous place, but if you know where to go to avoid trouble, you can stay away from it. And that's where we're going right now, because we're heading for the danger zone, where we isolate the trouble with the help of the experts from New Constructs. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, and they do it by using discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. You put it together, they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And when somebody working at the top down might look at the numbers and think, they're looking at the numbers thinking, is this misleading? And if something is misleading, well, if it works for you, that could make it attractive. If it works against you, that makes it dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, you want to get information on the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks, so there's always more information available. Joining me now, Kyle Guske, investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Kyle joins me on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at Gainbridge.life. Kyle, who's in the danger zone this week?
Airbnb and Squarespace.
Danger, danger.
Airbnb and Squarespace. So that is ticker symbol ABNB and SQSP. What is the problem with these stocks now?
So these are both big winners of 2021. They both had, you know, record top line results, a bunch of records set in, you know, for Airbnb, nights and experiences, gross booking value. With Squarespace, it was, you know, record revenue, record subscribers. So all the top line numbers look great. And in both cases, management is kind of saying pump the brakes on 2022. Growth is going to slow significantly, and the stock prices do not match that warning from management itself and what we're seeing in the profitability of both companies, which is negative and kind of getting worse.
In terms of how out of whack these companies are, that's always the big thing. If they were close to fair valuations, they wouldn't be dangerous. So obviously there's a disconnect. How big is it?
Exactly. So we'll start with Airbnb, and it's a case of management's basically saying, hey, let's index 2022 to 2019. 2021 was a standout year. It benefited from some unique North American heavy travel, while the international might drive their margins down a little bit because of lower daily rates. But the stock is priced for pretty much the opposite, rising margins and rising growth. So to, you know, justify the current price, they have to improve their margin to 20%, which would be more than double their 2021 margin, and then grow revenue by 30% compounded annually through 2030. In this scenario, they'd basically be generating more revenue than Booking, Expedia, Trip.com, and TripAdvisor combined. So the expectations in the stock are huge. Then if we look at, okay, you know, what's a reasonable scenario here, even if we think that they can improve NOPAT margin to 18%, which would be double 2021 margin, which is probably optimistic, but hey, let's, you know, be, you know, optimistic here and give them all that expectation there. So 18% margin, revenue grows at consensus the next 3 years, and then 15% a year through 2030. You're looking at 49 a share.
Wow. And this is a company you guys have actually had on the dangerous list for a while, and it's already performed in line with your expectations. This is not one that has been defying gravity in spite of you thinking it had to crash, right?
Correct. This one we've seen, I think it's more than halved since its 52-week high, and we put it back in the danger zone, I think in early 2021. Yeah, February 2021. And it's kind of done what we expected. Top line numbers were great. Profitability's, you know, getting worse. They burned through $1.6 billion in free cash flow last year. So even though they're reporting those non-GAAP numbers that look good, profits are heading the wrong direction. Stock's heading the wrong direction for long investors, and we think it could fall even further.
Yeah, well, at the price level you were talking, you're thinking it could fall another 60% from here or more.
Yes.
That's Airbnb. Yep. The other pick this week is Squarespace, SQSP. Is it just as bad or is it worse?
It is probably worse. It's another story of, hey, great numbers. E-commerce has been, you know, skyrocketing. Their top line grew, you know, 26% in 2021. But management is again saying, hey, 2022, we're midpoint of our revenue is about 11% growth. So pump the brakes on that 20-30% growth each year. Things are going to slow down here. Expenses in this case haven't gotten any better. We're still seeing negative NOPAT margins. The stock is priced for, again, the exact opposite. Just by its current price, they'd have to improve their margin to 8.5%, which is right between Shopify and GoDaddy, two of the kind of the competitors there. compared to a negative 0.3% in 2021. So we got huge improvement in margins, and they'd have to grow revenue by 28% compounded annually for the next 8 years. In that case, they'd be basically generating 1.5 times GoDaddy's revenue, 1.2 times Shopify revenue, and similar on the profit side as well. So huge expectations for profit. And then we, put together a quick scenario that even if they can get that margin back up to 8%, revenue grows at consensus the next 2 years, and then 16% a year after that, you're looking at $8 a share, 70% downside.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's currently at 25, so you're talking about more than a two-thirds haircut. On either or both of these stocks, is there a projected catalyst for you?
I think it's kind of, we've kind of been talking about it, the way the market's heading. There's no more free money. People realize, hey, stocks can go down. We think some of these growth metrics, if people aren't paying attention to basically what management has said, and we've seen a lot of times people, can kind of look past that and expect these growth names to keep on growing, but they come in at the lower growth rates than they're expecting. We think that could be a huge drop in both of these names.
Meanwhile, they continue to defy gravity, and it's interesting to watch in a market that has been hammered. It's easy to look at them and go, oh, well, it's not that unusual, right? That's, I think, the other side here. When the market gets ugly and everything is looking down, it's hard to see what's dangerous because everything looks dangerous. Normally, they get masked on the way up because they're just overvalued, and as long as they're rising, it's okay. The problem is that they don't stand out for being against the flow in either case, do they?
They don't stand out, except that the drop has been much more pronounced. We've seen across a lot of the danger zone picks, hey, everything's falling, but these names have fallen even worse. And so it's, some people might be fooled into, hey, let's catch that falling knife. It's bottomed out. We're basically saying that, look, downside risk is still huge in these names, even after falling much more than the market has.
Two-thirds haircuts in both cases. That would be, just to bring it back to something that you guys consider reasonable, that's why Airbnb, ABNB, and Squarespace, SQSB, are in the danger zone. They're dangerous stocks for a while, every bit as dangerous still, in spite of the big haircuts they've already taken. Kyle, thanks as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That is Kyle Guskey. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com, and they're on Twitter at New Constructs. They blog about their danger zone picks, so there's a lot more details on the stocks we discussed today if you want to follow up. Up next, it's market call time. Stick around. We'll be back with that, talking stocks, in a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.